So, again, a lot of us, I hope you don't get tired of hearing the same message three times over, but I think our hearts are in the same place as why we want to start the meeting there in Caswell. Again, I've been there for 9 going on 10 years. In Yanceyville also, I think this is a strong desire on our part. Again, once we started to get more into the evangelism, I think with Kenneth coming in and really wanting to start some of the outreaches there at the Hoedown and different handouts, it's really became a burden in our heart that, you know, Lord, if you're leading us in this direction, this is the direction we should go. We're not going to be the one to say no to you. We've enjoyed the Bible study and seeing the Bible study continue to grow with some of our friends and relatives continue to join in with that, and have just over the last few years has been an encouragement to me and a strength for me to get involved with that small group and to be able to have that intimacy and to bounce off and talk and really expound on the Word of God. And I think that's something that I personally have, over the years, let myself get complacent in. I hadn't been at the place where I was encouraging others and spending that time and bouncing the things off of them and saying, you know, this is what this is, I'm reading this from the Word. Am I reading this correctly? How are you interpreting it? How else are we seeing this and being able to pull from each other our strengths that the Lord gives us in due time? If I lose my thoughts, I'll read some of the stuff that I have written down. I will get you to turn, though. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. It said, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God we speak in the sight of God in Christ." I think our desire there in Caswell County, again, is to reach out to our community, to reach out to our friends, our relatives, the ones that we're closest, our next door neighbors, the things that we've seen going on here in Reedsville, knowing that y'all are out in the community, that y'all are going door to door, speaking to these people and having a place to invite them to come hear the Word of God, come see the things that the Lord has done, see the joy that we have, that we're able to speak to you about here in the community, come and see what the Lord has done, be able to share the gospel, to hopefully to bring others to Christ. Again, let's see, put on here, Lord willing, it's going to be a place of worship there, a place of prayer, a place of encouragement to fellow believers, and most of all, a place to glorify the wondrous works of the Lord Jesus and to look for His return. These are some of the things that we're already seeing here in Reedsville, and they're just not that we're anyway, I mean, we love you guys, and we're hating the thought. I know my wife is hating. Her friends bringing her from Seattle to here was a burden for her. And these are her friends. These are the people that she made. Thank goodness we already have close friends close by. So the transition will hopefully be a lot easier for her, as well as the other women that are there and the teenagers that will hopefully be involved. And that's going to be strength. We want to continue to see the teenagers to grow and to develop and to hopefully to take over these meetings as the years go by, that they're going to be more involved. They'll be the ones that are speaking. Joshua, we've already heard some good messages that he's able to put together with the help of Ray Bullens and just being involved in his life and helping to encourage him and seeing them the way that these teens have grown. Hopefully we'll continue to glean from the ones that have gone before us, be able to have the same encouragement for them also. We want to use our spiritual gifts that the Lord has laid on our hearts to exercise them and know that He is in control. Put on here, this is a scary venture for me as well as for some of the others. We know from the leadership how burdensome it can be on the ones that are the oversight. That's our biggest prayer, that you continue to encourage us and you continue to pray for each one of us, both us as the leaders, those that are in fellowship, our children, and everyone around us. I put on here just kind of a encouragement, also just kind of a warning. I said, as far as for me, I'm very comfortable with where we are, and with comfort comes complacency at times. My desire is to be able, through encouragement and opportunity, to strengthen our faith as we go forth at this point, sometime in the near future, as the Lord continues to open the doors and to meet together. Acts 2:42, we want to continue to meet with one another, to expound the gospel, to meet in prayer, the Lord's Supper, the things that I have loved being in this meeting, and the things that I've seen. So continue to pray for us, and I will stop there.